Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast. I am your host, Andre Palmer. If you have been journeying with us for the past few weeks, we have been looking on lack of self-belief and how the Bible deals with the issue. It's something that develops over time. We have been warned that we should be careful about what we pay attention to. It's something that affects our relationship with God because we provoke Him from time to time. We're slow to believe because of the condition of our heart at the time, and it prevents us from achieving our goals. This week, we'll be looking on how unbelievers or lack of self-confidence can affect your relationship, not only with others, but also with God. For that, we turn to Acts 19, verse 9. But when some people became stubborn, refused to believe, and had nothing good to say in front of the crowd about the way of Christ, He left them. He took His disciples and held daily discussions in the lecture halls of Tyrannus. So this section of scripture we are looking at today is talking about Paul. He was speaking about trying to convince the people about the kingdom of God. And at this point in time, I think he was in actually Greece or some section in Europe. No, don't quote me on that one right now. So he was talking to the people about God, but yet still they became stubborn. They refused to believe and they had nothing good to say in front of the people. So what does that have to do with in terms of how it affects our relationships? The first thing is that what we've been talking about is that we become stubborn. So no matter what persons say, or no matter how good the answer sounds, or the counsel that we receive, there's nothing that anybody can say to convince us. And what we were discussing in the last episode is that talking to people with they are convinced about what they believe in terms of the negative talk that they have embraced and their view of God, there's nothing that you can say, and explaining the truth to them even is difficult. So if you're in a position like that, actually you're actually stubborn and your heart is actually hard, not only towards the person but also towards God. And you may be open-minded in other situations, but in that particular issue that you're having that you want to overcome, nobody can convince you. Even if the answers sound true, there's nothing that can unseat you from your position right now, because it's actually something that you believe that to be true, and somebody else's truth is not your truth. So there's no way you can be convinced that, hey, what you're doing is wrong, and there's a better way to actually achieve your goals. The next thing, though, because you're stubborn, you refuse to believe what the person is saying. So even if God is talking to you about the answer and you see it, there's nothing he can say to you to make you believe. There's nothing he can do to make you believe. And what we've learned in the last episode about Jesus saying that no matter what, if you don't believe his words, believe what he's doing in your life. And believe what he's doing in other person's life as well. But because of your position, you don't believe him. And really and truly, if somebody that you don't believe or don't trust, you don't even want them around you. No matter what they say, even if it makes sense, you're not going to pay attention to it. And sometimes your response can be insulting to the person. You never have nothing good to say. And you may probably move to insulting the person. You may try to discredit what they're saying. It might cause contention. Your views might conflict with theirs. It might cause conflict. And sometimes you may do this in front of other people, so it causes embarrassment, not only for yourself, but for the other person. And all of that just convinces saying, hey, this is the reason why I don't do these things. Because see what happened? If me never. And these are the kind of talk and the thoughts that run through your mind and sometimes come out of your mouth because of your stubbornness and where you are. And it causes conflict and it affects your relationship in such a way, because friends that you may have who are genuinely have your interest at heart, pointing the direction that you should go, and they see that you're out of line or something that you're trying to achieve and can help you by, you know, making helpful suggestions and stuff like that. And yeah, it sound good and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it makes sense and you know a true you talk, but yet still you do something totally different because you are not fully convinced that this thing was going to actually work in the first place. So you end up just do your own thing. And when you're in a position like that, that nobody can talk to you, hey, who wants to be a friend? Who wants to be the friend of the person who doesn't listen? And I don't think anybody would want to be a friend to that person. What the stubbornness actually do is over time, then it's something that I want to repeat, that this is something that happens over time, you'll eventually become heartless. And in Acts 7 verse 51, it says, how stubborn can you be? How can you be so heartless and disobedient? You are just like your ancestors. They always oppose the Holy Spirit, and so do you. So it's like the question can be is asked, how can you be so heartless? Meaning that, how can you do such a thing? It's like Kanye West in the position in his song, how can you be so heartless? And he was singing about his broken heart and how the girl leave him and blah blah blah. And trying to wrap his mind around the fact that how can somebody actually do something that is so cruel? And thing is now, how can somebody who say they are a Christian love God? And how can somebody who claims to have an integrity speak to somebody in such a way? You're trying to help, but hey, yo, just love me. No matter what the person say, they actually insult the person just to get rid of them because they don't want to hear what they want to say. And the thing is, how can this person be so disobedient? I mean, what they're doing don't make sense, but yet still they do it anyway because, listen, that's the way they think is right. And it only proves that this person's heart is very hard, not only towards you, but actually towards God. Because when you're speaking the truth to them and they don't listen, what else can you say that their heart is very, very hard? So the thing is, though, what triggers a person's heart to become hard? What triggers it? And we're still in the book of Acts, and we go to Acts 13, and we're looking on verse 45. When the Jews saw the crowds, they became very jealous. They used insulting language to contradict whatever Paul said. So the thing is now, these persons are triggered by crowd, and that's one of the triggers. When they see a crowd, they want to make a show. And it doesn't apply in all contexts. But the thing is now, if you're supposed to do something in public, and even if it's not public but private, public to a certain degree, if you're supposed to demonstrate or show what you're going to do in front of somebody, that is a trigger for when your heart to become hard. The next trigger is that is jealousy. You might see somebody doing something and you become jealous. And the resulting action is the fact that you will use, as we were discussing earlier, insulting language to contradict what the person is saying. You're trying to stir up conflict. And these are the things that it affects relationships over time. So these are the triggers, and you can easily spot them. So jealousy, crowds, and the fact that they use insulting language and their aim is to contradict. So they're trying to discredit whatever somebody that is doing what they want to do is doing. So they're always complaining, always have something negative to say. And this is the result of somebody whose heart is very hard. And so the next question is that, what are they thinking about when they're actually hearing the word of God? And not only the word, but where the direction is it that God wants them to go? And the next verse in Acts 13, verse 45, verse 46 says, Paul and Barnabas told them boldly, we had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject the word of God and consider yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, we are now going to turn to other people. So listen, what is actually happening in your mind if you have lack of self-confidence is the fact that you think of yourself unworthy of doing whatever you are trying to do or achieve. If it's to build a relationship with God, you're actually thinking of yourself unworthy of his gift of everlasting life. And since you reject it, God will offer the gift to somebody else. Well, it's offered to everybody, but you reject it. So, hey, you don't want it. Well, it's fine. You can always give it to somebody else. You don't have no use for it. Well, that's okay. You can stay where you are. And that's generally the response. And the thing is, though, you are getting a gift for free and you're saying that you don't want it. It's something that is very valuable. So you're thinking of losing some weight and somebody saying that, hey, I have a plan that can help you to consistently, you know, get healthy and keep the weight off, and, you know what I mean, help you long term, not short term, long term. Or if you're thinking about starting a business or whatever, hey, I have a plan that can help you build your business, get some customers, blah blah blah, long term. And you said that, and you're going to get it for free. All you have to do is buy into what person is saying and follow the plan consistently. That's all. Won't cost you a thing. You say, eh, that's fine, I don't want it. It sounds good, but I don't want it. And that's generally the position. And if you have friends that is actually saying, hey, I think I have something that can help you, and they're saying that, no, that's fine, I'm okay. After a while, do you think that your friend, or if you are that friend talking to that person with low self-esteem or lack of self-confidence, will you go back to that person talking about that thing? For me, oh no. You refuse it, don't want my help. Well, your fault that. Whenever you're ready to talk, I'm always here, but I won't bring that back up anymore. And when you reject the proposal from God, that's what happens. And leave you where you are. And if things get worse, the only way you come out of that situation is you actually ask him for help and actually do what he says. And that's how it works. When you're in that state, you're very impossible to deal with. Very, very difficult to deal with. So here's the thing. The word of God says we must encourage each other daily. Encourage each other while we have the opportunity. And when we do that, we won't be deceived by sin and we won't become stubborn. Your friend, me, or anybody else that is encouraging you on a daily basis to, hey, pay attention to this, do this. I think this can help you. What you're doing is, I love the idea. Try it out. These are some resources that can put you in the right direction, all that thing. The thing is, though, it prevents you from becoming deceived, because those negative thoughts and the barrier that you have established around yourself that, hey, I cannot do these things, or I don't think I'm worthy to shed that weight, start that business, change that job, build that relationship, is because that barrier is deceiving you. It's not real. And after a while, you become stubborn and you become heartless. So you actually turn your back against on the people who love you the most, and you actually turn your back on God. So to close, asking you these questions. Is your heart hard against the ones you love? Are you stubborn towards God, wise counsel from mature people? Are you insulting those who are trying to actually help you? Are you contradicting what they are saying with the lies and negativity that you have believed over the years? And the last question is, are you happy with where you are? And are you happy with the relationship that you have with not only your loved ones, but with God? Something to think about. I'm Andre Palmer. Thank you for listening.